tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Quick Charge. I'm your host, Joe Boris, and I am still on vacation. That's right. Instead of today's hottest electric news stories, you're going to be getting a special report on this. Diesel demand hitting a 26-year low as EV and hydrogen sales boom. So we talked a little bit about this yesterday, about some of the market factors that are driving this decline in diesel demand and, frankly, oil demand in general. We talked about European auto sales transitioning from diesel to EV. We talked about the booming markets for electric commercial vans and commercial vehicles. But there's more to it than that. There's another huge, huge market for diesel that is starting to transition away from conventional fossil fuels. And that, of course, is the heavy equipment space. As more and more vehicles of all kinds, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, construction equipment, need more and more batteries, that's going to mean more and more mining. And that's led to stories like this one by Michelle Lewis. EV battery maker SK On is going to buy 100,000 metric tons of Arkansas lithium from ExxonMobil. Now, this is not the only story like this. North America's largest lithium mine is full steam ahead. It just got another $2.26 billion loan from the U.S. Department of Energy to finance a lithium carbonate processing plant. There are stories like this coming up all the time. More and more lithium, more and more mining in order to produce the lithium-ion batteries that many electric vehicles are being designed around. And as the demand for those minerals increases, while at the same time we still have the same kind of demand for coal, salt, copper, gold, other kinds of mining, electric and autonomous technology are driving the mining equipment marketing growth. This was an article from last month that said rising demand for nickel, lithium, and phosphates combined with the natural benefits of electrification are driving the adoption of electric mining machines. At the same time, persistent operator shortage is boosting demand for autonomous machines. Now, this is a critical thing that we talk about all the time on my other show, the Heavy Equipment Podcast. We talk about the lack of drivers, the lack of operators going into the new space. That's driving up the average age of the operators that are still in the marketplace, and it's driving down the number of operators, because as operators are falling off, either because of advancing age or because of retirement or unfortunately because of injury or sickness, there aren't new operators coming in to fill those jobs. So with the need for more mines, with the demand for more mining, we're starting to see more and more push for autonomous. The IEA, which is a Paris-based 31-nation organization established in 1974, projects that mineral demand from EVs will see 30x growth between 2020 and 2040, with demand for lithium and nickel growing 40 times as demand for diesel is dropping faster than most people predicted, and again, reached a 26-year low last quarter. Couple of IEA projections here comparing 2020 to 2040. You get 2020, 2030, 2040 on the right-hand side here. Total mineral demand from new EV sales by scenario. Now, what does that mean by scenario? These organizations have looked at projections based on things like internal combustion bans, like the push for emission-free zones in major cities like Barcelona, like London, and now coming to Beijing, Tokyo, some parts of the US as well. So they're looking at different versions of this, and either way, they're seeing a dramatic growth. So I think it's a safe bet, and I think a lot of other major companies and investors think it's a safe bet to continue to invest in mining. Some of the projections include a delayed shift to nickel-rich chemistries and away from cobalt-rich chemistries to result in nearly 50% higher demand for cobalt and manganese in 2040 compared to the base case. Nickel demand is 5% lower in 2040 compared to the base case. Faster uptake of lithium metal anodes and ASSB results in 22% higher lithium demand in 2040 compared to the base case, but also much lower demand for graphite, down 44%, and silicon, down 33%. Also, moving rapidly towards a silicon-rich anode results in nearly three times as much silicon demand in 2030 compared to the base case, and a slight decrease in graphite demand, down about 6%. So there's more demand for stuff that's mined, stuff that comes out of the ground. That means there's going to be more mines and more mining, but again, not necessarily more people to go down into those mines. So where does that leave these major companies? Well, they're investing in autonomous technology, sort of the same way that other companies are investing in autonomous technology, robo-taxis, things like that. The difference is, while it's not entirely clear who the customer for a robo-taxi is going to be, is it going to be Uber that's not profitable? Is it going to be cities and municipalities that might as well spend the money on the bus to move more people with less vehicles, less maintenance, less energy, less effort, fewer infrastructure headaches? There's a real question mark hanging over who the buyer of a robo-taxi would be, who's going to maintain it, who's going to operate it. But there is no question who the buyer of an autonomous construction, especially an autonomous mining rig, is going to be. And because of that, there's more investment there. The autonomous mining experts at SafeAI are collaborating with Japanese Obayashi Corp to build a first-of-its-kind self-driving battery electric haul truck, paving the way for other companies to upgrade their existing equipment assets to not only reach their sustainability goals, but also add autonomous functionality. Birajit Halder, the founder and CEO of SafeAI, says, "Just as our autonomous solution was designed to be open and interoperable to be applied to any make or model vehicle, we want our solution also to be powered by any energy source. This project is a step in that direction as it showcases how our autonomous ground vehicle stack is EV compatible." So that's a critical distinction. He's saying that they're developing this separate from the EV platform. They want to be able to make this something that they can add not only to diesel, but also natural gas, also hydrogen. They want to make this powertrain agnostic, which is interesting from a labor perspective, but this is electric. So we're going to talk about the EV angle. Caterpillar brought a ton of electric mining equipment and entire ecosystem, as I wrote here in January, to CES earlier this year. This was the star of the show, this giant underground mining rig, the Cat R1700 XE LHD underground loader. It's a 16.5-ton payload on that scoop and a top speed of just over 11 miles an hour. And the reason that this is such a crazy stat to me is, imagine you're underground. This thing's coming at you. It's all electric. You can barely hear it. You turn around and it's barreling down at 11 miles an hour. That is nightmare fast if you're trying to sprint away from this thing underground in a dark mine and you can't see more than 5 feet in front of you. So this is exactly the kind of scenario where autonomy can excel. We're not talking about something that's constantly variable, like a public road that operates in all kinds of weather with people running red lights and stoplights, and you're trying to interpret the intentions of other drivers who may not necessarily follow all the rules of the road. The worst kind of driver is the kind of driver who is nice and polite instead of being correct and predictable, because those guys make it impossible for everyone else to figure out what's going on. And you will never convince them otherwise. They're the ones that wave you through at stop signs, even though it's their time to go. Terrible, terrible human beings. If that's you, stop doing it. Now, back to the topic at hand. A mine is infinitely more predictable than a public road. It's a controlled environment, a controlled space, and if a rock is out of place, the software can pick that up and say, hey, that wasn't there the last time I was here. I need to alert somebody or go around it or whatever the case may be, however that's programmed in. This is where a human driver making the same route, driving the same vehicle over and over again, is going to get bored. Their mind is going to start to wander. That's not the case for autonomy. This is an ideal use case for an autonomous scenario, and we love to continue seeing it. But Caterpillar's not just investing in electric vehicles underground. They're also putting massive, massive electric vehicles to work above ground. And this is a 240-ton electric haul truck that they're putting to work in a Vail mine. Now, we've seen other trucks like this from other companies, and we've seen them be put to use in innovative ways so that they're going downhill with a heavy load or even without a heavy load. These things are heavy enough on their own that there's enough regenerative power there in that regenerative braking that the vehicle doesn't ever have to effectively stop during a shift to be plugged into grid power to be charged up. Now, obviously, there's not a lot of mines in the world where that's going to work, where you have a vehicle being loaded at the top and then coming down over under full load. But it's one of those scenarios that is possible and where an obvious benefit to diesel exists. Another one is the instant torque available from electric motors that makes a vehicle like this handle much more effectively and efficiently with a lot less noise and a lot less wear and tear on components. And I think Caterpillar is going to see that. But Caterpillar is not the only company putting big money into big trucks. Here's another 240-ton electric mining truck from Liebherr, and this is all about testing the viability of megawatt charging on a construction site, on a job site, and in this case, in a mine. This 240-ton mining haul truck has been fitted with a 1.4 megawatt hour prototype battery system, and global green energy company Fortescue has developed with equipment maker Liebherr. Now, we don't have a follow-up article on this Michelle Lewis story from 2023, but this is in operation. This works. They're using it, and they're going to build more of these. And again, Liebherr is a leader in this kind of electrification. The battery systems that they've developed here mark several firsts for a heavy equipment battery. In addition to having a storage capacity of 1.4 megawatt hours, it can also be fast charged in about 30 minutes. A team of 50 engineers and technicians developed the power system. It weighs 15 tons and is made up of 8 sub-packs, each with 36 modules, all individually cooled and each with its own battery management system. Now, several of those can fail before the truck goes down. And that's critically important in an environment like a phosphate mine with little tiny ultrafine particles that get into everything and can cause all kinds of havoc if you don't monitor them. Now, if this was a single battery pack and there was an issue, the whole mine would be down because the haul truck would be down. But because there's 36 of them, 1, 2, 5 of these things can go down. The haul truck can either keep going or stop for service to quickly swap out the batteries and get back to work. So this is an innovative thing. We love to see it. And it's worth noting that since Michelle's 2023 article, these have been put to use in other heavy mining equipment solutions, including this massive excavator. For the first time in the company's 40-year history, Liebherr converted one of its R9400 excavators from a commercial diesel to an electric powertrain using those very same battery packs. Now, this was an article from January, and in April, that electric excavator reached a milestone, having moved more than 1 million tons of earth. And now, its buyers want more. So this is something that's working well, and it's working well enough that the buyer wants to buy more of these Liebherr excavators. This is such an exciting milestone for Fortescue and our decarbonization journey, says Fortescue Metals CEO Dino Otranto. We will have 2 additional electric excavators commissioned by the end of April. So obviously this is now July, so these things are already ordered and underway. Once we decarbonize our entire fleet, around 95 million liters of diesel will be removed from our operations every year, or more than 250,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. Now, if you watched yesterday's episode, if you didn't, you really should, we talked about Volvo trucks and how they have covered 50 million miles. So this is a much smaller fleet of much larger vehicles, and we're talking about the equivalent of millions and millions of miles driven and millions of tons of carbon dioxide not put back into the atmosphere. So absolutely great news, more stuff that we love to see. And of course, as we continue to build bigger, stronger, badder EVs to do more construction work and more mining work, we need more mines to power them. So it's a self-fulfilling circle. It's sort of like lawyers. The more lawyers you have, the more lawyers you need. The more batteries you have, the more mines you need, the more mining equipment you need, the more batteries you need to go into the mining equipment. That's all I've got for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with another special vacation episode that I think you're really going to enjoy. So I'll see you tomorrow, and be sure to like and subscribe on your way out so you don't miss it.